So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to protect the personal information of state and county health workers cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. Some local health workers have been harassed online and in person over public health orders during the pandemic, and some have left their jobs. Democratic State Representative Dylan Roberts says it's especially a concern in rural areas.
These public health officials are well known, and they often fear simple things like going to the grocery store or picking up their kids from school or anything like that, because in a small town, you're more recognizable.
The U.S. House is poised to pass an election overhaul. The For the People Act expands voting and changes the rules on campaign finance and ethics. In a video statement, Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse said it will strengthen the country's democracy.
With this legislation, Congress will make it easier, not harder, for those legally eligible to vote to do so. We'll end the dominance of big money in our politics, and we'll ensure public officials work for the public interest.
The bill would require states to use nonpartisan commissions to redraw congressional districts, which Colorado is already doing. Republicans oppose the measure. Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn called the bill a power grab by Nancy Pelosi and a fundamental attack on freedoms. Xcel Energy has a new proposal to help stabilize the power grid and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. CPR Sam Brash reports it involves building more than 500 miles of new transmission lines.
Xcel calls the proposal the Colorado Power Pathway. The $1.7 billion plan would crisscross the eastern plains with high-voltage power lines, connecting the Front Range with future solar fields and wind farms. A number of other utilities are on board to help build it, but final routes and agreements still need to be ironed out. Xcel will submit the plan to state regulators later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Mostly sunny today and warmer across the state with highs in the 60s along the Front Range. A little cooler tomorrow with some rain and snow on Thursday. This is CPR News.